Hello?
Hello, Judith.
How can I help you?
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion poll statewide. We're running this opinion poll for people that is at least 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio. Are you?
I am. What kind of opinion poll are you looking to?
Oh, this is for social situations, things that you may not feel comfortable about. We want we are that's what we're seeking to. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. Okay. For do you feel, for example, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Okay. So, young man, thank you for the phone call, and I appreciate you wanting to know. I appreciate anyone wanting to know, but those are the kind of questions that I don't feel comfortable answering. My opinion is my opinion, and I'd like to keep them to myself. Thank you so very much for your phone call.
Oh, I understand, but this is going to be really, really brief.
So, do I believe that people should own firearms?
No, do you feel that the secure storage of firearms is or it is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
That's a hard question, and I'll tell you why. We
okay.
own firearms, and we've had been for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
We keep them locked.
Okay.
We're responsible. We've
okay.
raised many grandchildren. We have a grandmother living with us. And we've never had any challenges. So what does that mean? I don't know. Do you understand how I think this is?
Well, actually, let me just read it again for you because I would like to explain it to you. But the thing is that we are not allowed to because it may change the perspective of the question. But let me read it again, okay? The secure, how do you feel or do you feel the secure storage, like how you take your things and save them,
It is the responsibility of the gun owner, yes.
Okay, so do you think, okay, so it is a yes it is or no it is not?
It is the responsibility of the gun owner to keep it secure.
Okay, thank you. That was the question. Thank you. The next one says, a firearm is securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or the other option, made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, or stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored
okay.
in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a kid, cannot reasonably gain access to.
You completely lost me. All I know is we keep ours locked in a storage, a lock gun.
Well, actually, the real question is, would you support or oppose that a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you. Would you support or oppose that a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include a locked safe? Would you support, oppose, or would you be undecided to?
We support that it should be locked in a storage.
Okay, thank you. The other option, the other one says, a locked container or case. Would you support, oppose, or would you say you are undecided on that?
Undecided.
Undecided, thank you. And the other one says the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage as a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store firearms. Would you support, oppose, or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible by a key lock?
I don't know who that is.
A key lock.
Oh, a key lock. Oh, I thought you said by a key lock. Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
No, please forgive me.
No,
undecided.
Undecided, thank you. that is accessible by a combination lock support?
Definitely not. No, not by a combination. Yeah, you got to get your storms. You don't want to do a combination lock. No.
Oh, okay. So would you say support, oppose, or undecided?
Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint.
Yes.
Support that one?
Support.
Or support. Okay. Thank you. We have reached the 60% of the survey. I told you this is going to be really fast. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Would you say yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it has to be secure.
Taking that circumstance and that scenario in consideration, would you say it is secure like that, or it is not?
So we don't want a minor or someone that's young to be able to access that gun, correct?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We need to secure it.
Practically, the question is, it's asking you to take in consideration the circumstance where how this is being stored, how the gun is being storage. Would you prefer me to reread the question for you?
No. These questions are very confusing, and please forgive me because I want to make sure that I'm answering them to my best ability.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure, no problem. So just let me give you the options again.
We want them secured.
Okay.
We want to make sure they're secured so they are not available to people who are not supposed to have them, young kids.
I see.
Is that what you're saying? I'm completely confused.
It's totally fine. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the next question. If a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Not if he's allowed to. No, not allowed. He should have access to that gun.
Okay, so would you say to support or oppose?
I would support for that individual to have access to that gun when he needs it.
Okay.
So I don't want it locked away.
I understand. Thank you. The next one says, searches of homes in cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or research your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
They have to have a warrant.
Okay. The question says, would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Are you asking the same question that's just backwards? I'm kind of confused. The first question is the same.
No, it's the same question. Just to making sure, because you used some words that was not part of the question. Just to make sure you say you support or oppose.
Okay. So I'm. Wow. So are we over with this? Because I'm starting to get a little confused about how you're wording the question. Can the law search your house without a warrant if they think you have a vehicle, if you have a gun?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, that's what the question says. I mean, enforcement cannot use.
You have to have a warrant. Yeah, you have to have a warrant to come into my home to search for a gun.
Okay. Okay, thank you. The next one says, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I don't want to answer that question. That's a hard one.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the next one. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose that?
Again, that's a hard question. So if my children, so obviously from my language, we have guns in our home and we support guns. However, we support guns legally. Our children grew up with guns. They don't have never had any exposure to the guns. They hunt, but they don't hunt animals. I mean, I should say they target shoot. It's a sport thing, so they're allowed to do that. But my children are now very old. But the point is, I'm not sure if I know how to answer that question. It's really legally kind of confusing. So you can put me unable to answer.
Unable to answer. Okay. Okay, let's move on then. We have reached the 86%, so we're almost done. The next scenario says, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
That goes back to my first question, unable to answer.
Unable to answer, okay. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
I am independent. I'm neither a Republican or a Republican. I vote for the best candidate, so that makes me an independent.
Okay. Independent.
That doesn't make me an independent. It makes me someone that votes for what I believe is right at that moment.
Okay, thank you. thank you for that.
And I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. I like Democrats. There are some Republicans that I love and some Democrats that I love, and I have families on both sides. I've been married from a husband for 32 years, and him and I have never voted on the same candidate ever in 32 years, and we've been married 32 years happily. So that goes to say a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for that information.
You're like, who the care? Who the hell cares, young lady?
No, not at all. Thank you for that information. May I ask you, there are some age ranges. Please stop me to the one that you fit in.
71.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We'll do it like that because most people prefer not to say, okay? So, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a female? Female. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. And you're very lucky because I never do this, so you got me at the right moment.
In a good mood.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Have a good day, my dear.
Thank you. Have a nice day, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.